Today is Black Friday, the day often called the biggest shopping day of the year. Our next guest wants people to skip the shopping spree and stay home with their families instead. He thinks it's good for your wallet and the planet. Dave Gardner joins us now. He's the founder of Growth Busters, an anti-consumption organization, and the director of the film Hooked on Growth. Dave, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So as I said, it's Black Friday, big shopping day. Why would you prefer that people maybe sit it out?
Well, it's pretty clear that Black Friday has become a monument to overconsumption, where we are enticed to be not human beings, but to be consumers and embrace our consumerhood, go out and even if necessary, go into debt in order to get things that we really don't need. And it's on a planet where we're already consuming at such a rate that we're liquidating the planet of the resources that our children are going to need in order to have a healthy economy. So it's symbolic largely because it symbolizes destroying our kids' chance to have jobs and have a good economy in order to prop up an unsustainable economy.
Well, that cuts, I think, to the core of what Growth Busters is working on and what you talk about in the documentary. We have gotten used to thinking of an economy as always growing and as economic growth, as GDP growth, as a positive, no doubt about it. Is that wrong? Is that a wrong way to view the economy?
Well, that's definitely the crux of the documentary Growth Busters Hooked on Growth. I found when I researched the film that that we got off track about over the last 50 or 60 years, we allowed the definition of the good life to get hijacked. It used to mean something that was really meaningful to you when you were, evaluating your life on your deathbed. And that didn't mean, wow, how many cars you had or how many trophy houses you had, that kind of thing. But also, we fell in love with GDP growth because we saw that GDP growth happened concurrently with a lot of great improvements during the last 100 years. You know, indoor plumbing, who would argue with that? We love having indoor plumbing. We love being able to fly across the country to visit relatives on a holiday. But we got off track on that too, and you can't grow economic throughput forever. So here we are on a planet with over 7 billion people, and we still insist on having more economic throughput and more people year after year after year. And we're really injuring the ecosystems that provide our life support.
One argument against this kind of argument over the years is that as our consumption increases, so does our technology, our ability to produce more stuff. Science and technology keep running out ahead of our consumption. So what's the problem?
Well, technology's had kind of, actually, when you look at it, a mixed track record. Certainly, there have been some gains. Technology has allowed us to fix some of the problems we've created. But frequently, technology, when it fixes one problem, it creates a new one. And sometimes it takes us a few years to figure that out. You know, technology brought us DDT, malathion, CFCs, and a number of things that we ended up later having to work very hard to get out of the system. And largely, a lot of the gains that technology has allowed us to make really kind of, you could credit fossil fuels for really solving a lot of the problems, like the Green Revolution, the fact that we have been able to feed a lot more people on the planet than we thought we could 100 years ago. But we're bumping up against the limits today. There are a billion people going to bed hungry every night. Technology isn't fixing that.
And another problem, speaking of the population of the world, that you're worried about is population growth.
Absolutely, because our impact on the planet is a product of how many of us there are and our economic throughput. So, you know, if we have a lot of people having economic throughput, that just changes things. You know, you can have a few people with a lot of economic throughput, or you can have a lot of people living simpler lives. And, you know, the truth is we're so far into what the scientists call overshoot, where we really are liquidating the planet of resources faster than the planet can replenish them. We've actually got to work on both of those. We need to stabilize and then start slowly reducing our population, which we can do very elegantly and voluntarily. And we need to kind of just get rid of this idea that that we have to go shopping, that somehow that's our patriotic duty and that good comes from that. And, you know, I'm not arguing against this holiday gift-giving tradition, People can find ways to honor that gift-giving tradition without going to the mall and buying something that is maybe isn't needed. I'm advocating really thoughtful shopping, where you really think about the carbon footprint of the product you buy. And is there another way you can show family members that you love them, maybe with the gift of your time? Cook them a meal. Give them a certificate for a massage or just a certificate that they can redeem for your time helping them around the house, something like that. There are a lot of ways to give that. Not only are they lighter on the planet, but it turns out that they really mean a lot more to the people that get them.
It's a lot to ask for a place like the United States to recalibrate its ideas of wanting more things, wanting growth, wanting gifts around the holidays on the one hand. And then there's a developing world that's maybe has the aspiration to be like us in that way. How do you think this message will get spread?
Well, I mean, it's one of the reasons. It really is a complicated thing. It's hard to wrap your hands around it. And that's one reason why we're actually showing the documentary Growthbusters Hooked on Growth on the Internet tonight, free, around the world. We're encouraging people, stay away from the mall, pop some popcorn, play games with your family, and then watch this film, and it'll really provide some stimulating conversation, I guarantee, afterward. The people in the rich world, we can actually improve our lives if we step off the treadmill that we are on in service to this growth-obsessed economy, and that might leave a little bit of room on the planet for people who have a lot less to improve their status. And that might involve some economic growth, although I really want to caution people not to use economic growth as the goal, but rather let's redefine what a healthy economy is, and let's try to find ways for everyone to have meaningful work and a healthy economy.
On a personal level, you mentioned earlier that our idea of the good life and what is a good life has changed. If we change it from stuff and having things, what is a good life?
Well, I think for most of us, it really comes naturally. One of the gentlemen interviewed in my film, Mike Nickerson, a brilliant Canadian, says we have lots of room for more of a few things. And the three L's are his favorite: learning, loving, and laughing. And that's a cliche. No one ever on their deathbed wished they spent more time at the office, but it's a really valuable cliche. What do you think you would wish you had spent more time doing when you're on your deathbed? I'll bet you wish you had known your kids better, you had spent more time with your parents or your spouse, you know, that you had maybe spent more time just sitting on the porch reading a book or watching the clouds roll by. Those things, it turns out, really make us a lot happier. All the studies show that just accumulating more stuff does not make us happier.
As a lot of us are hitting the stores today on Black Friday, do you, outside of your documentary, see a reaction brewing? A lot of people thinking along the lines that you are?
I'm really even pleasantly surprised at how quickly this is catching on. I think this year, Buy Nothing Day, which was started by Adbusters back in 1992, is really being talked about a lot more. And supposedly a pretty small percentage of people are at least admitting that they're planning to shop today. I do see that there's already some incidents of violence happening. People are still being pretty crazy out there. But I think we're starting to show signs that we're getting it. And I think even the economy, the recession that for many people is still underway is in some ways is forcing us to do that. We can't afford to go over shop and over consume. And in a way, that's a good thing because it forces us to be a little more thoughtful about how we honor the holiday traditions.
Dave, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, it's been my pleasure. I hope people will check out growthbusters.org so they can watch the movie with us tonight.
That's Dave Gardner. He's a film director and an advocate for sustainability. He's the director of Hooked on Growth. That's the documentary he was just mentioning, the founder of the group Growthbusters.